KD8HNT. W8RRM, KD8HNT.
I heard a CAT station, W8RP.
KD8HNT, W8RRM, looking.
This is KD8HNT, what are you looking for?
I guess to see if on air.
I know, I had to mess with you. How you doing tonight?
Oh, fair to middling. How about you?
The same. Same. Doing good. Sitting there slurping coffee, playing on the radio, and not much of anything, honestly.
How come the audio is so low tonight?
What was that?
Well, it sounded like you were almost whispering into the microphone. You weren't very low like you normally are.
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't talking real loud. Maybe that's why.
Anything done today?
I didn't do crap today. Honestly, I didn't do a damn thing today.
How come?
Now, you know, you ever get those days, you just wake up and you think, well, I want to do this, do that, and I don't know, an hour goes by or so, you know, and then you get yourself, you just talk yourself out and say, the heck of it. I'm just kicking back and taking it easy today. That was one of those days.
Well, for 5 years, I've spent a lot of time in bed, but I've been being up.
But, I might be off 2 meter for a day or two. Next week sometime. At least the day, because I'm going to have to drop this antenna and then slide it into a mass pipe, get it on the tower, so it's all ready to roll when my nephews come. But, you know, I might still be all right. I can do all that. I got another 2 meter antenna. I can just stove up off the ground a little bit and still get into this repeater okay, so I might just do that.
Well, that's up to you, but it ain't necessary.
Yeah, I know, but it'll drive me nuts not be able to listen to 2 meter for a day or two until they help me. You know what I mean?
I guess I'm just not in as much as to be. I don't know why.
I fall through those spells. That's kind of normal for, I don't know, for ham operators, I guess. I go through those spells where I'm not on the radio as much as I am at sometimes. I tell you, I found out what's causing all my noise on HF.
What was it?
Oh, what went on there? Breaking up really bad. I didn't hear anything.
Really? I don't understand why.
I don't know. You sound fine that time. But anyhow, on 80 meters, I had, like on 3921, that's the UPNet, that specific frequency. 3935 was just Wolverine net in that frequency, and then there was a couple other ones. I had a real high noise table, period, on 80 meter, more than normal. But when I went on to those two specific frequencies, I had one ungodly buzzing noise. And like 20 over noise, and it was like a buzz noise. Wasn't like normal air noise. Well, I end up figuring out, with a little help with my wife and that, turning things on and off in the house, that we have these, well, one on my headboard, they're LED lights that we run. They're real low dim, with like, you know, if you want a little light, but you don't want it bright on the headboard, and then we have some more in the living room. Well, by God, those were what causing that noise. We turned those off, and I'm here to tell you what, my noise level went down, the air noise level went down to 2 dBs, just barely on the meter, 2 to 3. And it was like having a whole new radio. I talked on the UPNet and the Wolverine net, and oh my God, it was so crystal clear with no noise and all that, and man, it was awesome. I could hear everybody who was on there. They checked in. And I got to the point where I wasn't sure what was wrong. I'm thinking, well, maybe I just need to get a whole different antenna for 80 meters. Maybe it's the antenna. I says, but I never did that before. And yep, I'm glad I figured that out. Man, once we figured that out, it was crystal clear. Oh, my God, what a difference.
Well, of course it would make a big difference. I've heard of all that extra noise.
Yep. Like you say, it was, I had 20 over on my meter here of noise coming in with that buzzing. And then I'd switch other, you know, go twirl around on 80 meter, and the buzzing would go away, but I still had a lot of more excess air noise than normal, I thought. And, yep, as soon as we set those lights off, they were gone. I mean, it was just gone. And I could hear all this time I tune around, it's like, man, there's not very many people out here talking. Here's the 80 meter later at night, there's lots of people over here, you know, quite a few. Oh, yeah, that's why. That was causing so much havoc, I couldn't hear no one.
Well, now you're in like Flint, no noise and good radio.
Yep, so I told them, well, the ones in the living room we have, because, my daughter and soon-to-be son-in-law lives with this with the grandson. And we have these LEDs you can change colors. They're real thin, and you can't even see them in the daylight, and then they go around the ceiling, into the living room, and into the kitchen and dining room. So you could see to walk around and stuff, and easy enough, but it was dark, so when she was trying to get the baby to sleep, it wasn't blinding or anything. It was dark enough that made him feel sleepy, and so I told him, I says, all right, well, I'm laid off from 4:30 in the afternoon until 7:30 in the afternoon. All those lights have to be off. I says, because that's when I talk on those nets there that it bothers me. After that, go ahead and turn them on. You know, and then when it gets real late at night, I mean, obviously we set them all up, you know, with everybody sleeping, but yep, I'm glad to figure that out, because I thought, well, I'm going to make a choke, put on my coax, and this and that, or maybe just get a whole different, so looking at 80-meter beams and different things maybe putting up and get it up higher and get it away, maybe that would take care of it all. Now, I had this same antenna down at Bertrand, and man, it worked awesome. But I had a problem down there, and that was my plasma TV. Soon as you turned it on, I had the same noise. So, I figured that out. That's, it was night and day.
Catch you. I don't know how long we'll be on, okay? Catch you. KHNT, W8RRM.
Say that again, because you broke up.
I said my son just called. Time?
Oh, okay. I'll be up for a while, probably. I'll have the radio on, so I'll be right here. So if you like hollering for me later, go ahead. I'll be up for a while. So talk to you after bed. KDHNT.
I got to do something about this radio. I don't like it when it breaks up. Catch you at W8RRM.
I'd swap the radio out of your truck just for the heck of it and bring it in the house and see if it does the same thing. And if it does, you know it's not the radio.
Yeah, well, this frequency I don't have programmed in that other radio right now, so that's kind of a waste, and I haven't downloaded the thing on how to reprogram it yet. I'll get to it some. Catch you later, RRM.
Alrighty, catch you later. KDHNT.